Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so the number is right there if anybody want to call in. All right, that's the number if anybody want to call in. Let's see. This is where they edit it out. Here we are. All right, they edited it out here smoothly. I moved it back, so I think this is a good point. They screen recording right now. They are, watch this, sharing one another. He's actually talking, you can hear him in the back. He's actually talking about the females or female that's screen recording. You can hear in the back saying, yeah, I am recording right now. Amen? Amen? I think you got like six people in there.
All right. Amen?
Ain't nobody saying amen.
Amen? Y'all good? Huh? Let them record. They'll be all right. Let them record. My what? Amen. Hold on, we're going to pause right here. Amen. We're going to pause right here. We're going to pause right here, right? We're going to pause right here. All right, yep. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on up here. Come preach. You want to come preach? You want to come preach? Come on up here. Come on up here.
That's where they edit. They edit that whole part out. So you're not going to see him choking her hair. But you could tell about the edit.
Yeah, come on up here. Come on up here. I'm going to make you famous. Come on up here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Woo. He waiting.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray in the spirit, y'all.
Look at that ring. You got it back, son. How you get it back? How you get it back? You got it, son. You have it. You got it back. Look, you got the ring back again. Son. Hold on. Nah, Mayu. All I saw that. All I. We're going to go back to the old man. The old one. Let's see. Let's go. It's the old one. What date was that when he got robbed? What date was that? Nah. Is this it? Oh, nah. Damn, this nigga looking like a leprechaun right there. All right, nigga. Which date was that? Yeah, it's insurance and shmurrence. That's the same as that fucking ring. Look, this whole time. Hold on, son. Hold on. Right there. Ain't that the day? It was in August, right? Last Sunday in July. Yo, I really respect Caleb, but he's just so annoying, son. Like, his voice is so, like, he just, I'm sorry. I fuck with Caleb, but that nigga is annoying, son. Like, even though I follow him, like, I be skipping. As soon as he start talking, like, I don't even hear, like, three words. I just skip. Son is annoying. For real, son. That nigga is so annoying, man. Like, extra, we don't about it. I should just type it, though, about him being robbed and shit, man. Oh, man. Any fucking who. Let me see if anybody called in. All right, let me take this call. Area code 267. What's up, man? What's your thoughts on this dude?
What's going on, family? It's Ms. Don out of Philly.
Who?
Don out of Philly. All
right. Peace. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. What about you?
I'm all right. I was just kind of nervous because, you know, I be having weirdos calling, so I be trying to pick your voice out before anything, before I, you know, cut them off. It be weirdos calling, but go right ahead, sir.
I got you. No, so my issue with him is, so I try to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I don't have a problem with preachers or pastors making money and living lavish lifestyles, but my issue comes in when it comes at the expense of the people, specifically black people in particular, because we are, unfortunately, religious fanatics. Like, we'll do anything for preacher or pastor, and obviously you see that with him. And the thing with him is he kind of reminds me of, like, an old-school 1980s dope dealer. Like, he's the kind of guy you read about, fly guy, you know, Lamar Miller. He's that, like, he's got that vibe to me. And even now with this last situation, all it does is speaks to the fact that he's abusive. To me, he's a swindler, and he's a scam artist, in my opinion. And I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt for a long time, but you're doing too many things that you just can't justify at this point. And yeah, you can call yourself a man of God, and what you do is you use the word of God and use Jesus to kind of cloak and mask your evil intentions. And I noticed that, like, you can say, hey, blessed beloved, I need you to bless me, and God's going to bless you and smack me at the same time. That doesn't help. So that's right. What I say about him, and I'm not a fan of his at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here. Okay. Anything else? Anything else you would like to add in closing?
No, that's it. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in, King.
Take care.
Hey. All right. Glad that wasn't almost sounded like that guy. So I was really on point with that one. Ooh. But anyway, he actually. And the reason why I bring it all the way back because. When people was talking about his wife and stuff like that, she's on here preaching. There she go right there. Ooh, shit, that shit was loud. Oh, God, hold on. Y'all don't understand how it be coming off on these speakers, man. Lord.
I don't know about you, but I needed to hear that. He said, I've done enough already.
It looked like she slimmed down a little bit, too.
So that you can have faith enough to believe me for what I'm getting ready to do. He said, I'm getting ready to do the supernatural.
All right, I'm not even going to go and listen to all this. But all the thing I'm saying is, all right, let's talk about the wife real quick. She comes from a good background. Far as I heard her, you know, a real religious background, a good upbringing, saw for someone, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. A family disapprove of her dealing with such a dude like this guy. I say all that to say, because I'm pretty sure all y'all know all that already. But if you not even coming from a religious place, meaning when there's bad, and you separate yourself from that situation. It's not like if she leaves him, she's going to a worse situation. She was already good, far as what they say. Who knows? But you as a woman of God, you're supposed to be like, you know what I mean? I mean, a woman supposed to stand by her man. Let's just say that. A woman always stand by her man, wrong, right, indifferent. I get that. So that's probably what it is. So let's look at that, because I kind of overlooked that. I mean, if you know your man outside, he on the block, he doing wrong, you ain't just, even though you know he's doing wrong, you're not just going to throw him to the wolves. You know, be like, well, police, look, I'm a woman of faith. Let me just come get my man. He right there on, in front of the store right there. He got on Tim's. He got on a black shirt, a New York fitted hat. And that's him right there. You know what I mean? A woman's going to stand by her man. So if you would do the same thing knowing your man is doing wrong, regardless of how he's doing it, you're not going to throw him to the wolves. Let's establish that. I want to say, however, a cloth standpoint, you speaking in the name of Jesus now. You're supposed to be healing and helping, not healing to steal, making you feel comfortable to steal from them. Let me just put that allegedly. Let me just say that for the safety of the chat. Allegedly stealing and scamming people. So what that makes you, miss, if you're standing next to a scammer, birds of a feather, what? You already know. So evidently, she's like, you got to face that ridicule too. And she has yet to come out and say anything. She has yet, I mean, she did the news interview after the, in quotations, robbery happened. Remember that picture? Let me see if I still got that darn. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I still got the picture so I can just show y'all. Anyway, I don't want to lag. I don't want to lag. But let me see if I can find this these pictures. I think I still have it in this. I see. Okay, I think I do. Oh, yep, right there. God damn it. Hold on. Let me blow it up. Hold on. It's loading up. Y'all just give me a second, y'all. Be patient with you, brother. Yep, there it is right there. So let me hold on. Where you at, bitch? Right there. Look at that. This nigga up there meeting with Thomas, Trevor, and Michael. All right? So, look at this. Nigga still got the same suit on. I think this is after the goddamn... That Sunday after being filmed, because he had on the whole get up, the whole Louis Vuitton shit. Like, son, you understand what I'm saying? So if you standing next to a dude who's doing weird shit like that, and I'm gonna say allegedly again, then what that makes you, sister? You in on it too, allegedly. You know what I mean? So she haven't said anything. Do he have the leash on her, keeping her quiet? Huh? You was looking for me, Latonya? I hear that hot shit. I remember you reviewed a few weeks ago. Absolutely. There's a church member suing him in civil court as we speak. He spent her retirement fund. Say word. And remember, let me play the video that I did with, but I don't need to play it. He actually won the case from Pamela something. So you know, he's winning some, but he also gonna have to, you know what I mean? He's still facing lawsuits and so on and so on. You know what I mean? This dude is a bona fide, certified wolf in sheep's clothing. That's the best way I can put it. He's definitely a wolf in sheep's clothing. And let me go here, man. That's where we at. Right. Yeah. Choking shorty out. And here's the thing, man. Where's the men at? That's what I'm saying. Like, ladies, where's your boyfriend? You understand what I'm saying? Getting choked out. Like, call your brother. You call your uncle or something to come in there and tap on his fucking jaw a little bit. He's not even I mean, he's acting like she's going to attack his 8-month-old baby and his wife. Like, come on, son. Come on, son. Stop. He's not thinking about any repercussions because he has nothing but women. It's like they screen them to see what kind of background they come from. You know what I'm saying? Do you have a man? So a lot of them are single ladies in there. So there's a certain kind of mentality or something that he's looking for, or vulnerability, so as he can just manipulate. You know what I mean? And he's really getting a bad rep, but we have to be honest. He still have a faithful following. It may be fucking five people who is faithful, but five people, hey. They doing something. Yeah, so maybe it's his family members. Who the fuck knows? Paying for their cab fare, gas fare to get there? Something. I don't know. But, you know, could he, you know, could there be some harsh repercussions for putting his hands on that girl? If anything, she's probably going to sue. Maybe that's what she wanted. he can sue. I mean, she can sue. I don't know. All I know is, let me just, this is a quick sidebar, This? Sidebar. Oh, I forgot this is, yeah. Yeah. Me personally, let me be careful. Me personally, people do not get mad when this girl becomes very, very famous, which she's about to. Period. This girl literally has some kind of syndrome. That's a syndrome. Ain't nothing normal about that. And she's serious, sticking her hair back and going right back to the period I and period of with the tongue out. That is not normal. That is a syndrome. Put something in front of that word. Something. This is the stuff that we do. We make the unnecessary famous. I'm not hating. But this is very unnecessary to me. There's nothing cute. There's nothing amusing about that. You feel what I'm saying? Remember I talked about, some of y'all probably gonna feel some kind of way when I say this, about certain individuals who have control of hip hop and certain people who is coming in lowering the IQ of society. There's, I don't care out of fun. We have too much music out of seriousness that is dumbing down our IQ. You don't have to feel like how I feel. I'm not here to try to change your mind. That's not what I'm here to do. It's retarded. No. And our people have to stop. We really do. We got to chill out, fam. We really do. I'm going to go to that Bobby Smurda stuff in a minute. Let me see if anybody called, though. That's really retarded. So if anybody want to call in, the number right there on the screen, 319-527-6193. How was our Sunday? How's everybody's day? That's plain retardedness, man. I can't F with it. That's real. Yeah, man, that's crazy. And watch this girl. Yo, Catch Me Outside, Shorty's about to be talking at Oxford. At what? Oxford, right? We made that girl. I told you, I prayed to God. I spoke to him. I'm trying to change. So let me get my my levels in order. She's going to be speaking at a college after saying, come outside, B word. Acting what you call niggerish. Acting what you call urban. Using the culture to elevate. We are the innovators and creators. They know that. We create without creating. It's just normal and natural for us, right? We are like, you go to the barbecue and stuff, you have to get styrofoam plates, you know what I mean? The throwaways, used for the purpose and throw it away. That is our culture to everybody. We are the styrofoam plates as far as coming up. We are on the shelf at Target or a Dollar Tree, 99 cent store. We are the paper plates. We are the plastic forks and spoons and styrofoam cups. That's what we are to society. We are used for everybody else's benefit. And we get thrown away after they benefit off of using our culture. That is very true. However, how you slice it. We are the styrofoam plates of the culture, man. Used and thrown in the trash. And we are there every time they need to have a barbecue, i.e. use the culture to be right there in that store. They need to be right there. And it's cheap. Only thing we got to do is talk like a nigga. Or that's all they have to do. And we just embrace it. You said, nah, Mike, you ain't say we the potato salad that your aunt with the roaches made. You stupid. Oh. Yeah, man. But it's real, y'all. I think I know y'all don't think it's a game, but some people do. So this is for you, bars. You know? We are the styrofoam plates. Man, we are it's crazy. Watch she come up. Watch she gonna be on CNN. So where did you get that from? And her whole response is gonna be period I, period up. She probably can't even talk straight. Okay? Anyway, listen, if y'all would like to show some love, donate to the platform. Please show some love to the platform. I'd rather it be me than, what you call it? This dude, Bishop Lamar Whitehead, okay? But any mother loving who. Now, let's go ahead. Yeah, she's still preaching. All right, let's go ahead. We'll get back to him. In a little bit. Where was that? Yo, what's up with what's the name? I'm staying away from it. But then Tasha K, she moved to Mali, right? So she moved to Mali, right? And they did it. From what I heard, I don't know. I really didn't look into it. But the homegirls out there in Mali.
Go.
A lot of air coming out from them shoes that they. I ain't no such had a little, she had a little, got a little bump back there. Okay, I see that you got a little bump back there. I see you guys got a little grape back there. All right.
Why do y'all choose big titted women in the show? I always notice.
Well, from what's. Yeah, somewhere in Africa, but she got Mali on one of them. So evidently, it was one of them. I already seen it. It had Mali on it. I don't know if she took it off, but it was under one of these videos where it said Mali on it. So wherever she is in Africa, I think what she's going to do is this was a thought. I was speaking about this the other day, and I meant to talk about it. The last few lives I was on, but, it is what it is. Because really none of my business, but it's public knowledge. But, that's personal shit that she's going through with Cardi. And I've seen it when Cardi was talking about the, she take payments in houses or something like that. You know what I mean? So what I think, she's probably going to claim file of chapter 13 or bankrupt. I think it's chapter 14 or chapter 13, one of them. So she don't have to get that money back. So she's playing it right because she's, once you claim that, that's a rizzle. It's a wrap. So maybe she's playing her cards right. So she's chilling. She in Africa for a while. Get that paperwork finished. Boom. And they come back like nothing before. You know what I'm saying? So who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen? I think that she knows exactly what she's doing. Now, Cardi B is arrested, went to court for, what happened to them twins. And I've seen the one with the twins. So you can say what you want and twist the story up, but the facts are in the document, something like that. I seen it the other day. Yeah, she got 15 days of community service. And the dudes that she's supposed to have sent to do it, those, like I said before, I know them. I watched them grow as babies. They are from my hood. I won't say their names, but I watched them grow as little kids that had curfews. Now they grown ass men. I know them. You know what I mean? They wound up going down for that, or at least that, you know, they got in trouble for that, something like that. But at the end of the day, y'all know who y'all are, free the guys, you know what I'm saying, hold your head and all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's this whole thing is crazy, but I think what she's going to do is literally file Chapter 13 and then come back like it's nothing, because maybe she do have the 4 million, maybe she don't. Because she's still talking shit to her. Still talking shit like, how you, something, what she said about going on tour, assumption, is it on there? Is it? Was it this? He said, well, YouTube video of the 5 minutes since your favorite keeps begging for these little coins. Ask her how she wants the 4 million in Guinea Francis or Ugandan shillings. That's funny. Why is it not showing? What's going on? Oh, there we go. Up, I spent over 1 million fighting Cry in the car. Cardi, aka X2-year superstar, can't book shows because I don't have enough tracks to perform. Still paying invoices. Ain't asked for no GoFundMe. I travel happily, kids in private school. You damn right. I ain't gotta pay her. We still in court as I type that course too while I'm on vacay abroad. Oh, well, she's on vacay abroad. Vacay. See, I didn't look at all this till right now. So that changed my conversation a little bit. That course too while I'm on vacay abroad. The other ones, unfortunately, don't. Can't say that people's babies will grow up to be ratchet? I don't know. I will sue that funky weed smelling wig too. I don't know, man. I think she need to leave. I think she just need to leave it alone because I think that I'm choosing my words carefully. I think in this system they expect money, and I think whoever has the most money that can pay these judges and pay these fines and so forth and so on, these are the ones that they're gonna really cater to. So I don't know, because Cardi paper is pretty long. Not to say Tasha K paper isn't long. I don't know her pockets. I only spoke to her a couple of times a long time ago. I don't know her personal business. But you can tell she's probably getting it. She's definitely getting some kind of bread. But I think that, I would just say if I was her, I think the reason why she's saying what she said, because she has something up her sleeve. Well, she knows something that we don't, that she just can't say. Because me, I would say if it was me, I wouldn't even poke at the bear. I say what I say and just keep it moving. I won't even say too much. Anything insinuating an insult or anything like that, that's just me. That's what I'm saying. Maybe she knows something we don't know. Maybe she got her ducks in a row and she gonna talk shit while she execute her plans that she got brewing behind the scenes. I don't know. That's what it seemed like to me. You know what I mean? So, you know, hey. If I had a glass of wine, I don't really like wine, but I would toast to you, goddammit. Okay? Out there in Uganda. Oh, shit. I was watching The Woman King. I watched a little bit of it. I didn't watch the whole thing because I'm on the phone and shit like that. Having conversations and stuff like that. But The first scene, all right. It was the movie played the whole time, but I was just looking, paying attention a little bit, like I said, I was on the phone. But what I don't respect about the gay homie, tribe is that they was the most notorious group of women that was just snatching up slaves just to sell to the Europeans. They made a movie about a tribe that was notorious and very brutal. Very, very brutal. And just killing. They grabbed up so many people because they had, you know, they had come, the European would come once a month for a shipment of them to get a load of human beings. They would have so many that all the food would be eaten. That's number one. It would be like no more food, really. And the cost of food would be crazy. They would put them on a boat, and the little bit or the rest, the people that left or that starving that can't make it because of all they pretty much like ate all the food or whatever, they would literally kill them and save them and say a prayer, a spiritual prayer, in good faith that nothing happens to them. Like these people were. Savages, son. I didn't want to use the word savage. My whole point is they made a fucking movie. Viola Davis, I said this the other night. Viola Davis is literally one of the best black, beautiful actress that we have today. She is a grinder, groundbreaking, trailblazer. Someone to look up to if you're a female wanted to follow in the footsteps that she has trailblazed through. Salute to her craft. Salute to Viola Davis. I said this a few nights ago. Much love, beautiful chocolate sister. Beautiful. I just hate when she cries in movies and snot come from her nose. That shit turns me off. But besides that, in your walk a little bit, you are one of the greatest actors, actress. Of all time. Salute. Let's give her a round of applause. Let me give you that round of applause, that love. How the ever, relax, Mike, you spoke to God, God. However, in my Michael voice, not Mike Larry, however, you read the script. Pretty sure you had to read the script. You read it in its entirety. I believe you did. Because you did the movement, so obviously, yeah. And this is a period piece. So there's history. So I'm pretty sure that you research the history of the Dayomi people, tribe. The Oyo tribe that was up east of them, they were notorious for snatching slaves and from the Dayomi tribe as well. But they were selling palm oil and stuff like that. So it was crazy. But basically, they came to power due to they did not want to be snatched and taken as captives to be sold to the Europeans. So they became like, nah, y'all not going to take mine. We going to take everybody. So if we're going to be getting snatched up and put on these boats, now we're going to have to train. We're going to have to literally train day in, day out and become the most notorious killer machines and slave catchers ever. And that's how they became very powerful for a long time. They had to protect themselves from the Oyo, O-Y-O, And there was another, because I was looking a lot of it. I forgot the name of it. I want to play some of it, but no. So that's how they became notorious. But at the end of the day, why are we watching a movie that's about taking slaves for the Europeans? And why is she the woman king? That is a gender war. That only happens for our community. Anybody else? Tariha made a good point the other day. When you really look at it, when they did like She-Woman and Superwoman and all these strong supernatural women, they still look feminine. Like Viola Davis was cut up, and I gotta give it to them, that the fighting scenes was crazy. I gotta give Viola Davis, she trained. Viola Davis was phenomenal. In the fighting scenes, I give it to her. Phenomenal actor. And the fighting scenes was, especially at the beginning, she was coming to take away slaves. They was coming to kill them and snatch them up to sell to the Europeans when they come on that boat. The fighting scenes was phenomenal. I give it to them. But overall, we have to look at the overall. What picture are they painting? That you can't even trust your own people. Yes, we want to talk about black people, about antiquity, but we're going to fund and cooperate and change and create and concoct a story to fit the narrative to where as black people will subconsciously still feel inferior, subconsciously still feel that we can't trust one another because it is showing what our own did to us. Subconsciously, we're not thinking. We're going to think that subconsciously the feeling, we're not feeling in that moment as we're watching a movie being intrigued by the fighting scene. That is your conscious working because you're looking at the fighting scene, oh my God, it's beautiful. The fighting, how the scene is set up, and all of that. That is the conscious talking, but in all reality, the subconscious is picking up the signals that you can't consciously pick up right there, but you will feel it. I can't trust these motherfuckers. Never put us in a glory, in a light of glory to be empowered. Never. They will never fund something that's going to empower us. We can't even make a mermaid and put her face as black without them feeling any kind of way. That is innate hate. I said this to myself that if I was to ever get $1 billion, I thought about this about Tyler Perry the other day. Matter of fact, I think it was last night or something. With this big studio that he has, his own Black Hollywood, why? I was thinking, would he ever make a Egyptian movie, a comedic movie, where there's all black people who basically created Kemet, that built the pyramids, Imhotep, Nama, the first pharaoh, Hatshepsut, the real woman king, Hatshepsut, the real woman king. The pharaoh, you dig? Hatshepsut, my G. Tutmosis the third, my G. Queen T or Queen Ka. Akhenaten. Ramses the second, the third. We need movies like that. And I was thinking, we need movies of Black American scare. The Inventors. Great movie. Let's produce that. What about the Black Americans that changed? Not just the usual, Sojourner Truth, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Harriet Tubman, rest in peace. Thurgood Marshall, rest in peace. W.E.B. Du Bois, Frederick Douglass. Marcus, even though they hardly talk about Marcus, but definitely Martin Luther King, they hardly talk about Malcolm X. The other freedom fighters they don't hear about, the ones that whipped ass, and the ones who invented everything that everybody uses today. That's, what about those movies? You know what I'm saying? They are never going to put us in a light where we will feel grateful. And the only one that was close to that was a Django. And that was fictitious. That would have never, well, I don't want to say that would have never happened, because there was a lot of revolts, even here in the United States as well. A lot of revolts. But that was more fantasy than reality, because they added to it. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. But The Woman King, just look at it with a critical mindset. That's what I can tell you, man. Again, if y'all would love to show some love to the platform, love to donate to the platform, please show some love. I would love to see Tyler Perry make a movie like that. Me too. I always said, if I have money like that, I will create a movie like that. But one thing that I would not do, I would not fly to Kemet to do that. But that was really, I even wrote stories like real stuff. I still have the synopsis of the story that I will that I wrote a little bit, just a tad bit, on how I will make that movie. But I think if they figure what somebody trying to do, somehow that plane won't fucking fall. So I will make a duplicate of exactly how it looked and how it's looking now. You know what I mean? Make a duplicate. Shoot. You thought that movie was in Wakanda, right? That shit was right there at Tyler Perry Studio. The majority of it was right there at Tyler Perry Studio, the Black Panther. Rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. See what I'm saying? But anywho, world up. Susan, I appreciate you showing love to the platform. Thank you, love. Appreciate you. Yeah, man. Let's keep it pushing, man. Where we at? All right. Now, this, yo, I have to say that this was me when when Mike was born. I swear to God, like, this was me for real. I swear to God, that's not me, but that was definitely me. You hear me? Like, I was out. They was like, sir, I heard you snoring from out here. Like, man, I was tired, son. Yo, that is crazy, son. Do you know anybody who snore like that? Son, that's me all the way, and that's fucked up. I'm telling you, I could shake a curtain, my nigga. All right? I can shake a curtain. I could tumble a glass off the damn dresser. All right? You gotta fucking leave. You shit. I wake up, your ass ain't there. Like, nigga, you slowed me up out of here, nigga. Ooh, I can blow shit down. Listen, man, look. As long as I can't hear it, I don't give a fuck. Now, let's go ahead, man.
That was just bullshit, man.
Now, see, hold on. But here's the thing. I can't find this dude. I was trying to find him. But he put up, I'm mad shy, but Bobby loves me. I'm looking at the air, right? You see, I'm mad shy, but Bobby loves me. Hold on now. Now look at that top air. Hold on. Hold on, my shit froze up, Nicholas. All right, look at the air. Right? Hold on. It's Bobby Spurner. That's why y'all still broke after all these years. You spend your time on bullshit and cap to make y'all feel better. Cap it to reality. All right, Raza. Look at that top air. Hold on, I'm trying to. Son, look at that air, son. Yo, I think that's the same air, son. Wait a minute. I'm trying to look at the curve in the air, goddammit. Son, look. Oh, no. Wow.
But I was just bullshitting, man.
Wow. I mean, I watched this quite a few times, and I try to find him. He kind of delete his page. Xavier Raza. Yeah, man. So.
But I was just bullshitting, man.
I try to examine as much as possible. Yeah, I'm trying to look at that damn eyebrow too. Hold on, let me look at it again. Hold on, let me catch that eyebrow.
Bullshit, man.
Oh no. Hold up, shit. Listen, man. If this nigga really up here sword fighting like that, then that's crazy. This industry will get you, family. This industry will get you. Now, I don't know. I mean, look, he's Caribbean, and I know a lot of Caribbean dudes. They don't be, you know, they don't just like just, you know what? He do a lot of zesty dancing. Oh, shit. Shauna Worldwide, she said, well, as a woman, I knew that dance wasn't for us. That's what I'm saying. Shauna, oh, my God, she's looking good. So Shauna from DTP, OMG. Damn, that's a bar. She is looking. She looks great. I say that. I don't want no motherfucking camera. But she Lord. But Shauna definitely, listen, man. When he wasn't like that kind of dance, like it was a little bit too zest. Who's your daddy? I'm just so who's your dad? I don't know what's up with that right there. That alone got me questioning a lot of things, man. Salute to you. But a lot of moves that, you know, it seems, you know, it's you know, I don't, it just, to me, it looks a little zesty, man. A little zestfully clean over there. Let me see something. Let me try something real quick. Hold on. Let me try something real quick. Let me go to my Twitter. Hold on. I'm not sharing the screen yet. Y'all just work with me. See, they probably fucking ran this nigga off of the internet. What is it? Z. D.
here. Raza, you have it. Is this you? This nigga's like, nah, y'all niggas ain't gonna find me up in here. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on, everybody. Let's see. Oh, shit. Let me see. Is it? Hold on. What's this? Does the leaked video show why we should have been... Hold on. All right, let me... Is this a text? All right, let me share my screen real quick. Hold on. But anyway, say OG Guap. Did anybody go to church today? How was everybody's day today, man? I don't know who the hell this is, but let's see. Oh, yeah, it gotta be a scam, because who the fuck is, like, no.
Yeah, dude, I hate the fucking scam call. Got the sexuality of a rapper. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that shit is kind of spooky, though, man. Listen, man. Like, whatever floats your boat, though. Whatever floats your boat at the end of the day. Whatever floats your boat. But if you look at it, it shows it's Raza that put out the he the one that put it out. Look, let me show this. Hold on. Let me see it. Yeah, y'all can see it. Y'all can see that, right? It says his name. Xavier Raza. I'm mad, Shabba Bobby. He put it up, son. Or let somebody put that together. But who did that? Right? Listen. I mean, people can make up anything. But this is under his joint. I don't know, family. What y'all think? That nigga up there, sausage touching? Sword fighting? Stealing peanut butter? I don't know, man. Whew, that's crazy. Listen, man, whatever floats your boat, family. Whatever floats your goddamn boat, man. But I'm just saying, you just never know who's who. You just never know who's who, man. I'm not ever going to make no jokes about it. But these people is very sensitive. Too damn sensitive, if you ask me. Too fucking sensitive.
Point black people.
But I was just bullshitting, man.
I know I said I was with your girlfriend, but look over there. All right, I'm good. Man, salute to him, man. I hope everything works out, family. But that was too zesty for me, family. That's crazy. And the dude put it out. Not him, though. It says, I'm shy, but Bobby loves me. No, listen, man. He was in his feelings, too. And he put that out for a reason. All allegedly, man. Listen, if you like baby legs between yours, you want to sit on, look, let me chill out, man. That's crazy. Let's go to this real quick, man.
So we just had a major tragedy earlier in the week of PM, but rock rest in peace to him. You happen to be an expert.
Because I haven't watched this yet.
Okay? So most rappers consider themselves real when they stay in the hood after achieving a certain level of success. Is that real or is it just dangerous?
I think it's real, and it's also real dangerous. Mm-hmm. And so, like me, I have businesses in the community. We built schools and our stores. But then Fat Joe's dumb if he gets killed in front of one of his stores because he's still in the hood.
Right.
He ain't got to be in the hood, right? And so the young brother was supporting black-owned businesses, going to the Roscoe's Chicken with his wife and his kids. And so we get all these deflections of, oh, but his wife posted the chicken. Oh, he's not supposed to wear jewelry. How about we not supposed to kill each other? You know?
What you're saying is absolutely true, and that's how it should be, but that's not the way.
No,
exactly.
We shouldn't kill each other. And so what should happen is, I used to stick people up. I used to rob people. I'm being honest. I'm not trying to fuck with y'all. I'm not against him robbing. Call them robbing. Why you gotta kill him?
I agree.
Why you gotta kill him? And that's what bothers me. And not only destroy that family, this ain't nothing to laugh about, y'all. Not only destroy that family, but what about the other families that are sitting in Roscoe's and they see somebody get their brains blown out in front of them? You destroy the whole village with one shot.
I mean, he makes definitely a good point. I don't know how he became the spokesman of the hood, but he has definitely put in a lot of work. We have to understand that. I definitely get that. You know what I mean? Make a good point on that, man. In his body, they trying to fly the body back to Philly now. His brother was definitely feeling some kind of way that they basically making him go through loopholes just for them to bring his to fly his brother back to Philly. So rest in peace, man. Definitely rest in peace to PNB Rock. I searched maybe at this thing. I just didn't see it, but I haven't seen any new information on PNB Rock. Definitely haven't seen any information on that yet. If there's anything new, please let me know. But I actually did look before I went live and stuff like that. I don't see anything that's pretty much new besides his brother wanting his body flown back to Philly, which will be sometime the end of this week, something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on one second. Hold on. I'm live right now. What's going on? I'm about to get off in a minute. Give me 1 second, y'all. Yeah. You about to go to sleep? All right. So go ahead, get to sleep, and just call me in the morning. Most likely, I'll probably be up. All right. All right, we're going to talk. All right, love you too. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to take that phone call. My daughter's not feeling good. So she's on a nebulizer, finished throwing up and stuff like that. Even though, that's a good question, but I had to take that. That was a very important call to take. So, but she's feeling a little better. All right. with that being said, what was I saying? I was saying something, but let's continue. I'ma respect my page as Nora. What happened? She's spokesman for the hood because he ain't black, just like the appointed, a Pakistani Indian as a civil rights representative. Yeah, it's always something, man. Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy, man. She will get well. It's been a couple of days, man. Like, it's been a couple of days, but she's coming along. Coming along. I don't want to say too much, but yeah, I just don't never know what goes on. I tell you that, but I definitely leave that where it needs to be. Anyway, so with that being said, let's continue. Tory Lanez is like 3'9", 3'11". He definitely has a Napoleon complex. We all know that. A real Napoleon complex. And we can tell he likes a lot of attention. But August is he's kind of special as well. So, you know, basically he got ran down on, and it was something that he said on a song basically talking about August running his rhymes and shit like that about she never snitched on Janet, Jada Pickett and shit like that. So seen him in a club, he didn't, you know, give him a pound, so he felt some kind of way about it, or post him outside with with security. Next thing you know, he turned to the side and punched him in the face and shit like that. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe he felt some kind of way because he tried to, get a handshake and he didn't give it to him in front of a lot of people, so his ego was crushed. So, yeah, that's crazy. So, he probably going to sue Tory Lanez. Who knows? But that picture looked real syndromic, right? But, yeah, that's kind of crazy. Anyway, man, we're going to breeze through this shit, man. Because, that's pretty much it, man. This dude is really something else, man. Let's go ahead. Let's look at this picture. Because he just poked that up a little while ago, too. So he really... Oh, damn. Hey. He whipped your ass. He ain't just punched you. He whipped your ass. I might have to delete this shit knowing how YouTube is. I might have to delete that. Thank you, Antonio. Appreciate you.
Going to jail, y'all.
This dude is a wolf. Show it now. Oh, shucks. It's not funny, but how he did it.
In the name of Jesus. Let's pray in the spirit, y'all. Go across.
One more.
No.
Bitches. Caprice, come on up here. Come on up here. Yeah, come on up.
Yo, that's really crazy.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray in the spirit, y'all.
What the hell is he saying? That dude is crazy, family. He's crazy. He's a real nutbag, son.
Bitches. Bitches.
All right, listen, man. Listen. All right, everybody. All right, let me just tell you this. I'm going to close that.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show today. I hope you. I need you. I hope you had a good time today. Please make sure when you leave out, when you exit out, drop something on the floor, okay? Anyway. Now, let me stop, man. Let me stop. I'm a dick face. Man, I just hope y'all enjoyed yourself today. I just got on because this is kind of crazy. You know, this dude up here choking out his members.